It's time for Rhema for Today.
Come on in, we're having church. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now listen. And has given unto us. See, he's not writing to preachers here. He's writing to the church. All these things. These what? Well, the new creation. Old things passing away. Behold, all things becoming new. Hallelujah. All these things are of God, who hath reconciled us unto himself. And done what? And has given unto us the ministry of reconciliation.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Confession Series, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Well, you see, this man, you see, he had tried that on his own. Because his wife could see these different things that he's doing that's all wrong, you know. But I tried it and I can't do it. What he needed to do is give his life to Jesus. Confess the Lordship of Jesus and let Jesus begin to dominate his life. And that'll make life different. Praise God. Now here, let's look at this text. We think we know it a lot of times because we just, you know, blab it off and memorize it, quote it real easily, you know. But let's look in detail here at Romans 10, 9 and 10. Just look at it in detail. I don't know about you, but I've been preaching these verses for nearly 50 years, and it seems to me like every time I read them or preach on them, I get something new out of it, or see a little different slant, you know. Just a little different slant to it or something. Now, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, I'm reading the King James translation, or the margin said, Jesus as Lord, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now you see, here's the real confession that the sinner makes. You see, the sinner has served Satan. He's a child of the devil. He's a child of Satan. He's guilty of all, before God, of only one sin, that is, rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Now, why is he guilty of but one sin before God? You got your Bibles there? I'll show you. You can read it for yourself. Turn to 2 Corinthians 5. Turn to 2 Corinthians 5. We all love that 17th verse. That's one of my favorites. I got a hold of it when I was on the bed of sickness, praise God, years ago. And it's always been one of my favorites ever since then. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, and we'll look at the 17th verse first. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is, not he's going to be when he gets to heaven, he is right now in this life, in this world, a new creature. Or margin says a new creation. Old things are passed away, hallelujah. Behold, all things have become new. By the way, you could just stop right there and have a camp meeting, couldn't you? But now notice the 18th verse. Now King James translated said, and all things are of God. Well, now that is a little misleading. All things, if you just took that out of the context, all things are not of God. You know, somebody might just rob the filling station a while ago. Well, that wasn't of God, was it? I said, was it? Somebody might just shot somebody a while ago and killed them. That wasn't of God. So, another translation reads, all these things are of God. What he's talking about, this new creation, old things passing away, behold, all things becoming new, all these things are of God, who has done what? Who has reconciled us unto himself by Christ Jesus. Now listen, you there? How many of you is here? That's just what I thought. Some of you folks have sent your old carcass out there and parked it on that pew, and you've gone off somewhere else. I said, how many is here? There wasn't over half the crowd. Lift your hand. See, that's why folks don't get anything sometimes. They're not there. Come on in. We're having church. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now listen. And has given unto us. See, he's not writing to preachers here. He's writing to the church. All these things. These what? Well, the new creation. Old things passing away. Behold, all things becoming new. Hallelujah. All these things are of God, who hath reconciled us unto himself, and done what? And has given unto us the ministry of reconciliation. You know you're in the ministry? Every one of you. See, he's writing to the church. He isn't writing to the preachers or the pastors. That's the ministry that we should have had, of the ministry of reconciliation. Now, you know, really, some of us are more over there than others, but as a whole, the church has never told the world what God told them to tell them yet. Amen. Are you listening to me? Amen. Amen. The ministry of reconciliation. What does that mean? He's given unto us the ministry of reconciliation. Well, he wants us to tell the world that they're reconciled to God. They are. They're not going to be. They are. Now, has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Now, the 19th verse. What is the ministry of reconciliation? To wit. Or this is it. I'm reading King James translation. Other translations might read a little bit different, but they're very similar and say the same thing. Now, to wit, or this is it, that God was in Christ doing what? Now, when did he do that? Going to reconcile the world unto himself? No, reconciling the world unto himself. Not doing what? Not imputing unto them their trespasses. But what? Cancel them. Who? Who is it that he's not imputing their trespasses to them? The world. Isn't that awful that people are going to wind up in hell and find out that all their sins was canceled and God's not imputing their trespasses unto imputing? That's an accounting term. He's not counting up or holding against men, that is the world, their trespasses. And they didn't have to go, it'll make hell worse. I mean, just to know that. Somebody, they argue about, is there any fire in hell? What? Well, whether there is or whether there isn't, I'll tell you, that's hell enough. To go through eternity knowing that. But then they're going to blame us to a certain extent because we didn't tell them. See, a lot of time preaching when I said, God's going to get you. If you don't watch out, he's going to get you. He's after you. Or they'll take a text from the old covenant. Well, we're not living under that here. We got a better covenant. God's angry with the sinner every day. Well, now, how can he be angry with somebody that he's not even holding against them what they've done? See, that's why there in that 16th chapter, are you getting it? There in that 16th chapter, John, the one sin, you see. And that is, before God, the sinner's guilty of only one sin. I like the Amplified translation. Is that the Amplified translation you have there? I like the Amplified translation on that 19th verse. It's much more explicit. Now, look at this. I'm going to read the Amplified translation. See if you don't like this better. And it doesn't say anything the other one doesn't say. It just makes it more clear. It was God personally present in Christ. See, it was God personally present in Christ, reconciling and restoring the world to favor with himself. See, the world don't know they're in favor with God. They think they're in disfavor with him. See, we never told the world that yet. I'm speaking, you know, as a whole, generally speaking. That's what he did. Reconciling, not the church. He didn't say that. The world. Reconciling and restoring the world to favor with himself. Now notice. Not counting up and holding against men, that's the world, their trespasses. Well, now, see where we miss it. We used to. Remember, some of you do. At least, you know, we used to go to church, you know, and we'll sing, you know, the song about, you know, let's see how that go. The old account was settled long ago, but I settled it, you see. I settled it. Well, no, you didn't settle it. He did. I was sinning every day and never tried to pay. It's always growing. Well, how could it be growing if it's already canceled? See, so much of what we've sung in church is unscriptural and unbelief. Now notice, not counting up and holding against men's their trespasses, but doing what? Canceling them. When did he cancel them? In Christ Jesus. It was God personally present in Christ Jesus, canceling them and committing to us the message of reconciliation or of restoration to favor. That's what he wanted us to tell the sinner. You mean the worst prostitute on the streets down there? Yeah, go tell her she's been restored to favor with God. You mean a gangster? Yeah, go tell him. He's been restored to favor with God. Jesus did it. Now, the only sin before God that he could be guilty of is rejecting Christ, you see. See, that's the reason he said there in John's Gospel, the 16th chapter. Those verses, you know, I read one of them there particularly. He said, of sin, because they believe not on me. Now, that hasn't been made clear to us as it should. I'm speaking of the church as a whole. Some of us have preached along that line for several years. But it falls oftentimes on deaf ears. Well, if the Bible said it, it's so, isn't it? I said, isn't it?
Yes.
And the Bible said it, didn't it?
Yes.
Isn't that good to know? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book, Don't Quit, Your Faith Will See You Through. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, Keep the Fire Burning. Next in our offer is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Holy Spirit, The Ultimate Best Friend. Last is Reverend Craig Hagin's CD, The Mindset of a Champion. All these items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Now, let's join Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns.
Men, well, we have the Call to Arms Men's Conference. Going to be a wonderful, wonderful time.
Yes, always
a
good time.
You know, for some guys to get together and talk about guys' things. You know, November 6th to the 7th, that's Thursday and Friday night. And if you want to find more information about that, you can go to rhema.org/CTA. But if you're a man, I encourage you to sign up. And if you're a woman out there that has a husband or a boyfriend or whatever, just sign them up and send them out here. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time.
They will come back changed and better than ever. Right?
Amen.
Amen.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.